Back now with Day to Day. Another day, another merger. The latest deal unveiled in London has raised a few well-plucked eyebrows. L'Oreal, the world's biggest cosmetic company, is buying the British beauty products retailer The Body Shop for $1 billion. Is it worth the price? Joining us from the Marketplace London Bureau is Stephen Beard. Stephen, these two are natural partners or no?
No. I mean, you've got, they really do look like exact opposites. In fact, you've got L'Oreal, which makes things like Lancome Cosmetics, Garnier, and Redken Shampoo. The image is obviously one of glamour and of self-indulgence. I mean, the slogan, "Because I'm worth it," for many, sums up a kind of, you know, self-regarding, self-pampering culture. Body Shop, on the other hand, has a much worthier image. It uses natural ingredients, doesn't test its products on animals, uses recycled packaging, and claims to be totally green, totally ethical.
Stephen, I have to say, absolutely none of these products are at all familiar to me. I'm going to invite my radio partner, Madeline Brand, into this interview. So what about this? Body Shop, why are they selling to this big multinational, and how big a deal is this?
Well, money is the short answer. $220 million the founders, Anita Roddick and her husband, are getting for their shares. But Anita Roddick insists that she isn't selling out. She isn't compromising her values. She's staying on with the company as a consultant. This is what she had to say in a corporate video released today.
I'm so excited, so excited. Having L'Oreal come in and say, "We like you, we like your ethics, we want to be part of you, we want you to teach us things," it's a gift.
Not so much of a gift, really, not when they're paying $220 million. But what L'Oreal gets out of this is an ethical brand, and this is a real growth sector. We've had similar takeovers before by multinationals, Unilever buying Ben & Jerry's, Cadbury Schweppes buying Green & Black's, the makers of organic fair trade chocolates, for example.
Stephen, I'm just going to take over from Alex. This is my area of expertise. Any danger that L'Oreal could damage the Body Shop brand? I mean, this is the brand that gives us passion fruit body butter.
That's right. I mean, that's the billion-dollar question. The big question is people who shop at Body Shop, they do so because they support what the company stands for. If they feel that the company is now owned by a multinational that doesn't care about fair trade or animal welfare, will they continue? The Body Shop brand could suffer.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business and beauty products. It's produced by American Public Media.